Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Wise Content Creates Wealth. You've heard that content is king. Well, wise content rules the world. This podcast is about understanding how you can make and utilize content to improve your financial success and the bottom line of your company. I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, and I'm a marketing technology expert who has built a multi-million dollar company. I am also an award-winning content producer. My company is Galileo Tech Media, a leader in providing wise content, which is content that incorporates search science, behavioral science, AI data, and process to make content that converts better and gets better rankings. Since 2014, we have provided a suite of global clients wise content services, helping getting maximum visibility in organic search, social media presence and effectiveness, and marketing conversions. Besides this podcast, we run a monthly webinar. We ask leaders, scientists, and psychologists and others to expound in depth about subjects related to wise content. Read more about us at GalileoTechMedia.com and sign up for our informative newsletter that will let you know about our upcoming episodes and webinars. Our agenda today is co-creation with influencers. We'll be featuring the Bella platform by Digital Presence. In the early days of what has now become the influencer marketing industry, the relationship between many brands and agencies and the influencers they worked with was fairly one way. The metaphorical red carpet would be rolled out as the brands would bow down, treading on eggshells for fear of upsetting the precious bloggers and the influential social media users. There was an underlying tone and fear, and this new breed of digital elite could make or break a brand online. These relationships were short-term and transactional and were often built on gifting experiences, products, or with the promise of hard cash. This led to a cohort of influencers for whom it became the norm to be treated to VIP experiences and endless freebies, giving them a sense of entitled laziness when it came to providing values for the brands they were working with. Now, this wasn't all influencers. There was a lot of influencers that were very honorable in what they were doing, but it became a reputation. The bad influencers created a sense that there was that they were providing vague creative responses, overinflated fees, and were providing minimal effort when building relationships. And the output of these partnerships could only ever go so far and were often exasperated that an influencer wasn't a real job, but it is. Because now we work with creators that work with creators has matured and developed. And now many agencies, brands, and influencers are seeing the value of exchange in working with each other and understanding what each party can bring to the table to help the other succeed. As audiences become more savvy and aware and loyal to their favorite influencers, they want to see the brands actually enabling influencers to create better, more exciting, and more engaging content for them, which in turn positions the brand favorably. When I had Kevin Lee of Did It on here a few weeks ago, he was talking about how the co-creation process with brands is a lot like the old soap operas back in the day. People are aware that there's the advertising value, but they still love the story. In this case, they still love the story and the lifestyle of the influencers, and they're aware that brands are paying for things to happen. So co-creation and collaboration is a win-win for both parties. And there's so much that an influencer can offer besides just social media content and brand exposure. They are an incredible source of knowledge and expertise on endless and niche topics. They have a bags of creativity, and they're able to think outside the box. They have new perspectives and real world insights, which many brands could only dream of having internally. They know their audiences better than anyone. And if done correctly, the influencers can be the ultimate advocate for a brand. Influencers can be cost-efficient, source of high-quality content, and many brands have taken advantage of these efficiencies, using creators in the place of traditional agencies to generate assets. While this is still an underutilized practice, influencer-generated content can be used for all manner of activations, from digital to TV creative, out of home office, print, or even on the side of the bus. The possibilities are endless if their influencers are briefed correctly. But it's not just what the influencer can do. The brand, the best collaborations can leverage the doors a brand can open for the influencers. And from the brand perspective, yes, they can offer influencers the chance to experience new things and enable content for their channels, but they're also offer the credibility of working with a big brand name in a particular industry. And that is great cachet for an influencer. They can also give the influencer creative autonomy within the realms of specific topics or directions. They can provide guidance, advice, and mentoring on best practices and ways of working. And they can offer connections within the industry to other talent and extended relationships, which ultimately lead to a higher quality output. Brands can not only enable content, but can help influencers grow and develop and evolve the feeds that are going out in their content. They also can provide lots of tools. There's enterprise level tools that the influencers cannot afford that that the brand can provide to give data and information to the influencers to help them make better content and co-create content with them. The best examples of co-creation stem from building solid relationships from the outset, based upon transparency, honesty, and mutual respect. Give them time, resource, knowledge, information, and bring them into your world so that they can feel they are part of it. And there's as much in it for them as there is for the brand and agency, leading to a collective responsibility for the content. We also look at co-creation, and not just in an influencer space, but it's also when you're reaching out to blog writers to get, say, publicity or links for your brand and for your website in the SEO space. Influencers is a term that needs to look at not only social media, but blogs, articles, publishers, journalists. There's a lot of different people that could be considered influencers that you could do co-creation with. And it's just not about promotion. It runs the gamut of all digital and analog marketing these days. So how do you work with them? Well, you identify what you need and want from a partnership and the gaps that could be filled by working with a creator. How can they be more than just cash for comment? Brief them on your new, give them real briefs on the business needs, wants, and goals, but give them a chance to add value with their creativity, knowledge, and expertise. How can they translate these objectives into something that will resonate with their audience? Bring them into your world. You give them that brief that's really enough to give them a brief that's really enough to build a long-term relationship. And is that enough? Or do you need to have face-to-face meetings with them, to communicate to them what you're about? You have to make those decisions and establish the relationship in a way that's appropriate. And also get them to have actual experience with your products or services or whatever you're trying to promote up close and personal. And you should workshop together, do real brainstorm sessions to communicate with each other about the direction the campaign should go, with everyone having an equal say. The old brainstorm method was that nobody could say no. If you wanted to, if you didn't like somebody's idea, you don't say no to it, you build upon it. You build up on top of it and you change it. And then that gives the other person the ability to change. So there's not a negativity in the brainstorm process. It's a process of building. And are there other channel activations an influencer partner could help you with? What can the brand do to support the content creation process? It can be very expensive to create some content. Video can be very expensive. Assisting the influencers in the creation process is incredibly important. And would the influencer benefit from knowing more about the brand's history and heritage and even the long-term plans of where they're going? And then after the campaign, really, frankly, almost all marketing efforts, event efforts, promotion efforts, it's after the instigation of the campaign, the event itself, or the content promotion. It's what happens after, where all the value happens. So after the campaign, what insights, guidance, and advice can be shared with the influencers about their content so that it helps them promote it better, helps them understand how they can further use that content or create more content. Ultimately, there are benefits to all parties by taking a co-creation approach to influencer marketing content. It will drive the industry forward. It will mature the channel and force it to become an integrated activity. And more than anything, enable more engaging content for audience to help put brands front of mind. And it's a critical process in wise content development is to involve deeply with your co-creation partners. So somebody who knows about this space is Austin Rosenthal. Austin heads operations and sales for digital presence. He has the ability to conceptualize workflows and dissect market demands, resulting in the development of a platform called Bella. Digital presence and platform Bella specialize in influencer marketing, where they build and manage teams of ambassadors, advocates, creators, and power users at scale. They empower business owners, independent marketers, agencies, and brands to increase productivity through automation and AI. Hello, Austin.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. So how did you, you're a fairly young guy, so how did you end up being a COO of Digital Presence?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk a little bit more about this. It's been a pretty interesting journey path, really first starting more on the creator influencer side and seeing some problems in this space that is influencer marketing. Push came to shove about 5 years later, we came up with this concept, Bella. Myself and one of the other co-founders, Chris Buetti. So came up with this concept and kind of started rolling with it.
All right, cool. Well, we're going to take a break real quick. I want to find more about your background and the evolution of Bella when we come back.
Awesome.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
Did you know that nearly one in five adults in the U.S. battles mental illness? Hi, my name is Albert Dabba. I'm the host of the show Extra Inning. Extra Innings, I discuss the topics of wellness, mental health, and the experience of surviving multiple suicides within my family. Listen live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern to Extra Innings for discussions with sports figures, artists, mental health professionals, and many others. That's Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening, The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome This is Joseph Franklin McElroy back with the Wise Content Creates Wealth podcast with my guest, Austin Rosenbaum. Hey, Austin. So I think a lot of you guys came out of Wake Forest, didn't you, for about 5 years ago. I went to Duke, so there's a little ACC rivalry right there.
One might be a little bit better at hoops than the other, but we don't have to get into that.
Well, you know, when I was in school, Wake was actually pretty good back in the day.
We had Chris Paul, Tim Duncan. We had some players.
Right. So you come out, and I think that you and Chris did some stuff. Chris, your CEO, Chris Buetti, right? Data science. He got a little notice with creating his own automated Instagram. Is that right? What did he do?
So that was, you know, one of the tipping off points for this, where we, you know, first kind of coming from more of the creator side of it, an influencer, and understanding how they're approached and can monetize their profile. And what, you know, Chris ended up doing, which was rather interesting, was building out a system that really grew social presence and profiles for individual account creators. And, you know, the idea was we can systematically try to grow accounts, and on both sides, developing the content and posting the content, and then on the other side, actually growing the following base and the audience in a targeted capacity, and then start deploying that type of technology upon other users. And that was our first really step towards an actual business model in this particular space.
That was funny, because I saw the Cheddar TV interview. He got known because he was getting free meals in New York City
from building
his first version of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hey, when two entrepreneurs are trying to get after it, sometimes a free meal here and there is a little bit
of help. Not bad, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're sort of the business, had a business background. He's a data scientist, and that's how you guys came together, right? Yeah. So that was how it was founded, is based upon that initial technology, right?
Yeah, it was really about kind of growth and developing social credibility, particularly in that side. But we were really exposed as we were doing and running, that type of service, to all of the operational inefficiencies when it comes to developing partners with co-creators and ambassadors and things along those lines, where we thought, and I think we thought correctly, that our technologies could actually be better utilized to help facilitate and build these communities of brand advocates for the advertiser and marketer in mind.
Cool. So influencer marketing is about what, 5 years old? So
yeah, it's not the oldest.
You're young, but you're ancient in terms of this industry, right?
So. Right. Well, that's the first time someone's called me ancient, so I appreciate
get ready for it. It happens more and more often. So you probably can answer the question of what is the purpose of influencer marketing, and more importantly, what is the power of authentic content?
Yeah, I mean, that's everything, right? Is driving authenticity to your brand, your product, your service, whatever it is that you're trying to promote. You want to get that in the hands of users, people that can express and talk about your product in an authentic capacity. And that's really what the power of influencer marketing. And I mentioned kind of this transition and shift from influencer marketing to really this world of creation and the world of creator, because it's all about that. It's giving guidelines to individuals, but allowing them to be creative with the content that they develop and their voice that they have and the audience that they have and what message they can push to the people that are honestly listening to them for that particular reason. So absolutely. I mean, content's the driver of influencer marketing. It has been, and it always will be moving forward.
What do you think signals to the co-creator, influencer audience that this is really authentic? Even if it's branded, they still buy it. They believe of it as authentic. What is that?
It's your day to day, it's a user. Now, you know, influencer marketing can be used for so many different reasons, you know, having smaller profiles to profiles that have millions of followers, you know, expressing their and advocating for your brand. But at the end of the day, it's about experiences, and it's about these individuals that are promoting the product, using it in the real world and showing how it's benefiting their life and posting themselves using the product at the beach or at the bar, or, you know, things that are a little bit, you know, come off less targeted to the audience while still targeting the right audience with the message, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's been an evolution in the last 5 years in several arenas, you know, and where I've been involved with is more SEO. Mm-hmm. Though I did form the first influencer marketing professionals organization here in Manhattan in 2015, I think. So I started that.
Yeah, that's fall. Yeah. There you go.
But we reached out for link building, so we would just reach out, you know, and pay mm-hmm. for links or get people to build, you know, put links in their blogs, but. You know, right. And so we would just look for influencers, but now we look to co-create with people, right?
Exactly.
Because the reach is for so, and so it was driven by technical demands by Google, you know, really detecting, you know, paid link schemes and things like that to creating authentic. What drove influencer become more, less about influencers and more about co-creators?
Yeah, and I think it's honestly the personal relationship that the brands need to be developing with their partners. That's mm-hmm. what's going to drive the success of the campaign and want, you know, individuals that are being asked to advocate for the brand to want to continue to advocate for the brand. Of course, they need to, you know, like the product, the service, but more importantly, it's a relationship between the brand and the co-creator that matters most. And that was what we saw as the missing link. And that's why we try to develop a platform that aids the brand to be able to focus more of their attention on the relationship building, on the community involvement, on these more interpersonal relationships with their co-creators, as opposed to all of the manual and monotonous and really tedious tasks associated with activating and running a program of this sense.
So some of the challenges of are you know, the tediousness of it, the reaching yeah. the people. What are their existing challenges are in the industry that you see and are trying to solve?
Yeah, and that was really, you know, the evolution of the product was finding what those problems were, trying to use tools that were out there to aid us, and figuring out a smart way to build it into really this efficient workflow. And, you know, it all revolves around, you know, some key problems and challenges, which is, you know, how do you go and find the right fit for this project? How do you communicate with them appropriately? How do you make it so that the back and forth communication is streamlined and it's not overbearing for the, how do you make the process seem professional, like you're entering almost essentially a job or an engagement with the brand, but also being there to facilitate on the back end, you know, the tracking, the reporting, the payout, all of those components generally fall on the hands of the advertiser and marketer, which makes it challenging at the end of the day to develop the relationships because they're worried about, you know, just the day-to-day maintenance and operational components that go to running a campaign of this nature.
You know, when we do a large scale campaign to build, you know, links essentially, mm-hmm. or co-creation, you know, content that happens to have links in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Or mentions. One of the things that can be a problem is actually, one, making sure that they place it, and two, that it mm-hmm. stays up for a significant amount of time. Is that, do you have that problem in the influencer space?
Oh, absolutely. And it kind of comes down to, you know, really holding the individual accountable for the arrangement that they're entering into. You can always have, when it's a two-sided market, someone not upholding the end of the deal, which, you know, in turn is never good for either side. So, you know, this idea of how do you ensure that they are doing and they are participating and contributing to the brand's you know, notoriety effectively is all embedded in this platform. And it's, you know, systematic by nature. You have to ensure that they're staying on top of things. You have to have technologies in place to ensure that individuals are either posting once or storying twice or doing X and doing Y in their posts. And, you know, that whole monitoring and tracking is what's difficult to really, you know, do at scale for these brands. And that's why this kind of Bella product is, I think kind of that turnkey solution most are looking for.
And, you know, another problem is making sure that the neighborhood that they play in is good for the brand. Like, you don't want them to all of a sudden be involved in porn or something like that.
Right. Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
That's a problem as well, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, that also comes down to kind of the search engine component. So finding the right person to advocate for your brand. That's a huge element that, you know, we can go into at depth, and that's where you kind of get the machine learning, the artificial intelligence, the predictive modeling, all of that baked in. Is how do you find those highly qualified individuals? And only reach out to them because they need to fit the mold of the brand and what they're trying to kind of expose to their audience. So yes, that's a massive component in finding the right individuals to be a part of the program.
Yeah. And wise content, you know, the way is not only when we talk about wise content, it's not only how you make it, it's how you place it.
Exactly.
And the process. And all of these are critical to make it effective. Mm-hmm. So anyway, come back. We're going to actually dig into Bella a little bit and find out more about it. All right.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Wise Content Creates Wealth. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Friday afternoon from 1 p.m. to 2. They say content is king. Well, wise content rules the world. Every episode features tools and tips for content marketing and business people telling the wise content stories of that success. Tune in every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is Joseph Franklin McElroy, back with the Wise Content Creates Wealth podcast, and my guest, Austin Rosenthal, with the company Digital Presence. But I understand that maybe that company name is going to change. Is that true?
Yes, it is, and it's a fun transitional period for us where we're trying to drop this agency feel to a name, which is digital presence, and kind of go more in the direction of technology and, you know, molding ourselves as a software solution. So we're not quite there yet with getting the name, but it will be changing and we will be rebranding here shortly.
And you're thinking it's going to be Bella? Why Bella?
Yeah. So right now the platform, the name is Bella, honestly, because it speaks to just the simplicity of our system. It's a short, simple, also means beautiful. And at the end of the day, what we're trying to develop is almost an aid for marketers and advertisers to rely on. So we felt that personifying it in some way is a good idea to go about that. Now, with that said, we're still kind of juggling a couple of different options of rebranding, but you will be the first to hear when we do finalize the name. But yeah.
That's cool. You know, I was looking over your document. Your documentation about Bella. It's a very interesting looking product. I want you to give me a demo at some point, all right?
Yeah,
absolutely. So Bella has a three-step process, it claims. What are those steps and what do they mean?
Yeah, so that's kind of how we broke down this execution of running a program of this nature is into three elements. There's onboarding, there's selection, and then there's reporting. When you kind of onboard a project, what you're really looking to do is gather all the information that a brand or an advertiser is looking to revolve the project around. That being, who are our targets? Who do we want representing the brand? Secondly, how are we going to incentivize them to want to promote and advocate for the brand? Lastly, what are the requirements to participate in the program? Posting, interaction, product reviews, whatever it might be. That's the first step, is defining that. And Bella kind of helps you walk through that onboarding and strategy session. Secondly, once you kind of kick that off, what ends up happening is we've developed essentially a job recruitment aspect and component where we take all of that information and build out this rolling, essentially outreach that goes to these qualified candidates that are likely to want to participate in a program of this nature that ultimately drives them to either submit an application to participate or not. That then takes us to the second piece, which is the selection component, you know, building out your team. So getting the approval from the advertiser and marketer saying, yeah, this individual that submitted an application really fits the mold of our brand. Let's go ahead and activate them. So they have full control on the back end. And then after that, it's just the tracking and reporting component where, you know, Bella monitors the post activity and all of those elements associated with it.
So do you get involved in the creation activity at all, or how do you?
Yes.
Creation?
Yeah. And that's what's key and really important to us. And that's why at the beginning of every single project, we have some strategy sessions that we set up with the client saying, here are some best practices. Here's the best way to have your advocates interacting with your product and creating content. And, you know, these are what we've seen as successful strategies in the past. Let's maybe try to do that, but also be creative in the way that we also want them to be advocating for your brand. So the strategic component is a large piece to the puzzle that is done up front early.
And I imagine the reporting can create an iterative process that can make the content better the next time around, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it's kind of this cyclical feedback loop that we built where as these brands and advertisers are building their communities and selecting who they want to participate, that information is in turn funneling back into our search engine that's saying they didn't like them. There's a reason. Maybe that's because X, Y, and Z. They really like them. Let's go target that individual more. And then, you know, during the tracking and reporting component, you know, the way that you build that into the system is I'm really happy with this partner and the way that they've contributed. Let's go ahead and reactivate them and have them participate again and say, this is what we liked and this is what we didn't like. So huge component to the system as well.
So when I started out this program, I was talking about how that collaborative partnership nature is a good thing to look at in mm-hmm. terms of working with influencers. You facilitate that sort of a collaborative nature?
Yeah, that's what's key to us. And that's what's important. And whenever we onboard a project, that's what we first and foremost vocalize to the brand or the agency is, this is only going to work if you can collaborate and develop trust and an authentic relationship with the individuals that you're partnering with. And that's the purpose of this, is to take all of those burdens, you know, those burdens and the problems and the issues associated with managing a campaign so that they can focus on the collaboration and, you know, communicating with influencers and developing relationships and things along those lines.
So where are the points where you actually make extensive use of AI and machine learning?
Yeah, it's generally in the search component where we're going and trying to find a hyper-targeted audience that's perfect for the particular project. So obviously, just, you know, like any situation, there's this pool of potential talent or co-creators that you want to work with. The idea is casting the net broad, finding out who might fit it, and then filtering down that audience to who some key high quality targets would be. So kind of this filtering system that we've developed through our search engine is, you know, iterative and kind of generated by feedback by nature, in that, you know, the brand, as they're building out and they're selecting and, you know, growing this community of influencers, we're actually taking that feedback and putting it back into the search engine. So as we continue to reach out and fine tune our searching, we know how to do that appropriately.
Cool. So I imagine as you keep developing this, you're also going to introduce a lot of AI and machine learning into the reporting process to give strategic advice. Is that in the road plan?
Oh, 100%. The idea is to really develop a system that's, you know, full service from top to bottom through execution and reporting, where we want to develop some integrations to track further down the funnel. So we can connect with Shopify accounts and we can see the traffic that each individual is pushing directly to, you know, buying the product itself on the store. So yes, that is, you know, the more down the funnel tracking is certainly on the roadmap and something we're eyeing to kind of put the entire, you know, puzzle together.
Cool. You know, there's a lot of discussion. I think there's a lot of people that, you know, have different opinions on this about what type influencers, what basically based upon size are the best.
Yeah.
Or campaigns. Where's your sweet spot? Where do you see the sweet spot?
I personally kind of always going back to the authenticity is, I think, you know, there's a use case for every situation. We've run campaigns with brands that have been targeting profiles that have greater than 100,000 followers or somewhere in between. I personally think the power is in the nano and the micro influencer, or the people that are the day-to-day individuals that haven't necessarily been a co-creator quite yet. Those are the audiences that I think are really powerful and have a lot of sway to the individuals following them. So I always think that kind of building larger communities and having a lot of touch points is the way to go. But, you know, there's certain needs and there's certain requests from everybody where you have to build a system that caters to other, you know, requirements as well.
Is there, I imagine over time you could learn actually to actually based upon campaign success and things like that, what type influencer network you need for particular type campaigns, right?
Yeah. And that's the key element here. And the true value prop of this product is when you go and you kick off the campaign, everything is customized and tailored to that particular project. You're filling in these components and these parameters of who your target follower size is, hashtags that these individuals have used in the past, location preferences, you know, even profiles that you want to go out and target and build lookalike profiles. Everything is tailored to the specific project that we then go and kick off this engine to go and find those qualified leads. So that is kind of the key value prop, I would say, of the Bella process.
What platforms are included? Do you include?
Yeah, so we actually right now work primarily on Instagram, but when we're going out and we're promoting an opportunity to, talent, influencers, co-creators, we're also asking what other platforms they do have credibility and a social presence on, and can also work with them in that capacity as well. Now, fully integrated into our system, Instagram, but that's not to say that we can't work, hand in hand on some of these other platforms. And that's certainly on the roadmap to build them in to be, in the same way that Instagram is on the platform.
Well, don't forget about podcasters.
Well, that is actually the first thing that says, hey, do you have anything else that you can help us promote? Podcast is the first line. So,
all right, great, cool. And then I'm also TikTok is starting to be something I like, but anyway.
It's fun. It is a talk about an ever evolving industry. I mean, TikTok came out of nowhere and it's so interesting. And I think that's what's fun about this is, there's always something new that you kind of have to catch up to. And it's, it keeps you on your toes. It's a fun problem space to be in, that's for sure.
And then even the older social networks still have a lot of value for different demographics. Like, Facebook is great.
Absolutely.
Older people and things like that. So it depends upon your campaigns.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we'll finish up with, some other advice you might have and some shout outs. All right.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Podcast Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
This is Joseph Franklin McElroy back with the Wise Content Creates Wealth podcast with my guest, Austin Rosenthal, and of the firm Bella, also known as Digital Presence right now, but I'm giving them the brand.
I love it.
So tell me, what tips would you have for a brand wanting to start out with influencer marketing?
Yeah, I mean, I think just priorities, setting your priorities, and that really honestly comes down to being authentic and developing relationships with your partners. The moment that an individual that's trying to co-create and advocate for you feels that relationship is broken, it's not going to be a good outcome, which is, again, the whole purpose and driver behind this Bella platform, which is let the technology do the tedious stuff and you do the hard stuff, which is develop the relationships.
Cool. So do you find, I mean, you guys have done some campaigns now for a while. What kind of content works best, I guess, on Instagram?
We just actually ran a very interesting campaign with this company, Taste Republic, a gluten-free pasta they were launching in, they were launching their product in various different Sam's Clubs in the Midwest. And what we ended up doing was having people showcase their experience from going, driving foot traffic into the Sam's Club, showing their audience where they purchased the product, taking it home, and then developing some custom meal, some custom dish using the product itself to kind of show the full life cycle of the product and getting in the hands of the audience and just, experiences. That's what the driver of this is. That's for sure what I would say.
We do a lot of travel marketing, and memorable tourism experiences is one of the critical ways to deal with content, because building anticipation to have a memorable tourism experience is a critical part of actually having a memorable tourism experience.
Yes, that's
so. Experiences is the way to go, definitely.
Couldn't have said it better.
So, besides determining your identity, mm-hmm. where do you see the evolution of Bella?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's just so many creative plays you can go, everywhere from this being the marketing side to then going the research side, then going the pure media side. There's so many untapped opportunities in this world of influencer marketing that, we're just scratching the surface. And this is the tip of the iceberg. And this is what people need now. But we also know what people are going to need in the future once they know what's available. So it's going to be a very fun, iterative experience in developing and seeing this evolve even further. We're just excited to kind of get this next version out the door here in a couple of weeks. So all hands on deck.
Cool. And you see, we've already talked about it a little bit, but you see AI, data, machine learning, all these becoming more and more the lifeblood of what you're doing.
Yeah, it's one of the key elements. It's the only way to figure out who is a right fit and if that right fit is doing, the right thing, and they're promoting the product in the right way and they're driving the traffic that we want. So
data science, that works,
exactly. And creating the content that works. And that's where it all stems from, is it's not going to work if the content and the creative isn't there. That's what people, that's what resonates with people, is the content and how they're expressing the product and using the product. So, exactly.
So, besides yourself, what other industry resources would you recommend people to go to find out more about, influencer marketing and then the types of things that you do in that space?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of interesting outlets out there. There are some tools that can help with certain components and challenges and hurdles of running campaigns of this nature. There are various independent marketers and agencies that I know that are specifically, gifted at the strategy and coming up with a compelling idea and campaign to then go ahead and execute upon. I'm always looking for additional, resources and ways to kind of learn more. It's going honestly directly to the creator and the influencer and the ambassador to figure out, how do I position myself best so I'm communicating, the opportunity and the relationship, fostering the relationship best with them. So it all stems from, the supply side, which is the co-creator.
Cool. All right, I'm gonna throw a left wing at you. What's the worst influencer marketing campaign you've ever saw?
The worst influencer marketing campaign I ever saw. Wow. I won't say any names because I don't want to give any terrible brand recognition.
Yeah.
But I will say some of the most challenging programs that we've seen run is where you don't give the ambassador or the co-creator the ability to create, where we actually gave, or a client or a brand actually that we weren't even working on, a co-creator the exact thing that they wanted them to post on their social.
There was no co-creation.
There was no co-creation. It was an extension of what the brand wanted the creator to represent. And that's just no way to drive that authenticity and that type of engagement with a co-creator. So it was really stifling and hard. And some, you know, some individuals think that that's the way in which you need to go about it. But it's all about co-creation.
It's all about co-creation. This industry is always going to grow. I mean, you know, I remember in the data space early on, a big brand could determine months ahead that when a woman was pregnant. And they got into trouble because they would send her emails or even her husband or somebody
right.
emails before she had told anybody. And it really got them into a little bit of trouble. So this industry is evolving in all sorts of things, digital and data. So what's your shout outs? Where do you want people to go look you up? What do you want for them to go take a look at?
Yeah, I mean, for now, go ahead and check out Digital Presence.
With a Z, by the way.
Yeah, with a Z, P-R-E-Z-E-N-C-E. But we will be rebranding, and you know, everything will ultimately direct back to what we're rebranding to. So for now, yeah, go check out Digital Presence. You can see a little bit more about the Bella app and how it can help you as an advertiser and marketer. And yeah.
And do you have a Twitter or any way they can check you out?
Yeah. I have a Instagram account. It's Austin D. Rose, and I can share that information with you after. And hopefully, you know, this will lead to a lot of exciting conversations.
I'm
really appreciative of you having me on the show.
Well, I would hope you will give me a demo. I will film that longer demo and put it up on my YouTube channel, which we're starting to do demos of various AI tools. Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Nice. That sounds great.
All right. Cool. I want to thank you for coming. And I'm going to give some shout outs of my own now. I'm on the talkradio.nyc network, which has a lot of live shows and a lot of different subject areas. You should check out Jeremiah Fox, who hosts the Entrepreneurial Web, which comes right before my show on this network. I also have another podcast on the network that's sort of a left term. It's called Gateway to the Smokies. It's about promoting an understanding of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and the culture and things that go on down there, with the intent of encouraging people to go visit, because I have a motel down there called Middle Ark Motel. My company is Galileo Tech Media, and we help those in charge of marketing campaigns who need to know which tactics will best persuade prospects to buy or take another course of action. Hard data as part of Wise Content Plan helps eliminate and substantiate key decisions are revolving around content. And then we help produce that content, and we've done it on scale. We've done as much as 40,000 pieces of content in a year for one company alone. Galileo Tech Media's Wise Content moves brands far ahead of the curve. Next week, we will have Jeff Coyle, the co-founder of Market News, which is an AI content intelligence and strategy platform that transforms how you research, plan, and craft your content. You can find more about this podcast on facebook.com/wisecontentcreateswealth, where you will actually see the Zoom feed live every week, which is Friday from 1 to 2. And then we have a site called wisecontentcreateswealth.com, where we put up the episodes, and we also have a newsletter that you can sign up for. And other resources related to Wise Content. At some point, we will actually be putting up a directory of all these great Wise Content tools out there. And we're building that now. So look at it as a resource to find out more about the burgeoning and growing industry of intelligent content. Thank you very much for being on the show. See you next week, Friday from 1 to 2 on the talkradio.nyc's network. And thank you all very much. Bye.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for the Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening. The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
Hi, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Wise Content Creates Wealth. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Friday afternoon from 1 p.m. to 2. They say content is king. Well, wise content rules the world. Every episode features tools and tips for content marketing and business people telling the wise content stories of that success. Tune in every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Howdy, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.